Today is November 11, 2016, and I'd like to welcome you to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Brosteph. The title of today's report, A Modern Day Miracle. So, we all now know that Donald Trump is the president-elect of the United States of America. And I'm not going to turn this podcast into a political podcast, but I do want to speak to how I saw this unfold and the things that were going through my mind as I was watching the results on TV. And there came a distinct point when I realized that the hand of God showed up on the scene, parted the waters, and that God himself was performing a miracle in our day and time. Like nothing, we may not have seen, in my lifetime, I may not have seen a miracle like this. I mean, it was huge. Look at what Charles Krauthammer, Fox News contributor. Charles Krauthammer said this on the Megyn Kelly show. That Trump has, his victory toasted Obama's legacy. And here's what I wrote, a note to myself. The Lord not only put Trump and Pence in office, but he destroyed the legacy of a president that demonstrated his disdain towards God, country, Christians, and Jews. Now, that's a big statement that I make, and we're going to back it up here in just a moment. But let's look at what transpired. We knew, all of us knew, that if the Christian community stayed home and didn't vote, that the election would go to a person that, in my opinion, is evil and that does not love the Lord nor loves his people, the Christians or the Jews. And we would have had a continued mess in our country. So we saw that the Christian community looked like they were going to stay home and not vote. Up until about the last 10 days, the 10 days just before Election Day, it was obvious that the Christians started praying. Now, let's examine approximately how many true believers we may have in this country. If we have 370 million people in the country, we can assume safely that 10% or 37 million may know the Lord or say they know the Lord. And out of that 37 million, about half, we could assume, are probably very strong believers. So that puts us at about 18 million people. So 18 million people started praying. And I believe that what happened is God demonstrated that when his people would get on their knees, will humble themselves before God, God's heart will be moved to compassion and he'll pour his grace out on us and he'll move heaven and earth and the universe if necessary to answer the prayers of his collective people, the body of Christ. And now I want to read you scripture on the heels of what I just said. this scripture will give evidence that God's people can, in a way, can negotiate with God through prayer, and God will do everything he can to answer those prayers. And when I say he'll do everything he can, that means the prayer will be answered. And it doesn't matter what he has to do, that prayer is going to get answered. Now, let's go to Genesis 18, verse 23. And Abraham came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" This is about Sodom and Gomorrah. "Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" So the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I'll spare all the place for their sakes." Then Abraham answered and said, "Indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than 50 righteous, would you destroy all the city for lack of 5? So he said, "If I find there 45, I will not destroy it." And he spoke to him yet again and said, "Suppose there should be 40 found there." So he said, "I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I'll speak. Suppose 30 should be found there." So he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Indeed now, I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there." So he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. And then Abraham said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I'll speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." And he said, "I'll not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Okay, now, let's unpack this just a little bit. There are at least 20 million people in America that were praying, that were asking God to not allow the election to go to Hillary Clinton. We humbled ourselves. We communicated on social media. We talked to friends face to face. We did what we could, all of us that in the Christian community, to get this word out, to pray, to pray, to pray. And on election day, at the beginning of the election, it looked like Donald Trump wasn't going to gain steam. And then all of a sudden, almost out of nowhere, he starts taking over Democratic territory. And the race goes to him. And TV announcers, TV journalists, were calling this a modern day miracle. For the sake of 20 million or 5 million or 10 million that prayed in America, God pressed the pause button of judgment and said, "You've got 4 more years." And the message to us as believers, let's get our acts together. Let's stop playing church. And let's give our hearts over to the Lord thoroughly and completely. And let's do our Father's business and start living out our faith so that the Holy Spirit through us can make a difference in this country and in the world. We've got a great opportunity before us. God loved Abraham, and God loves us. Remember, live out your faith. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. I'm out of time. Bye for now.